Hey there, Story Minders. Welcome once again to the Memoir Club, where everyday memories become unforgettable stories. So grab your favorite drink, open up that notebook, and settle in. I'm your host, Wayne Jordan, and today we're digging into a memory that just might surprise you. So let's get started. Welcome to episode 12. Today, I'll begin with the story of my favorite dog and his final days. Then we'll reflect on why losing a pet often feels overwhelming and how you might approach writing about such a loss without apology. Then, a little later, we'll turn to a question from the listener mailbox about whether it's okay to blend two memories into one. And as always, I'll leave you with a prompt you can use to spark your own writing. Often, when we talk about grief, folks expect it to be about people. Parents, siblings, friends, and of course those losses mark us. But there's another kind of goodbye that carves its own place in our hearts, the loss of a pet. It can feel strange to admit that. Some might say, really? Harder than saying goodbye to your father, your mother, your sibling? Well, my response to that is, well, sometimes, yes. Because the truth is, pets live with us in a unique way. They curl into our daily rhythms. They sit beside us when no one else is around. They hear our mutterings, see our habits, walk the same paths with us every day. So when they're gone, the silence they leave behind is deafening. And that's what we're talking about today, the hardest goodbye, not to a person, but to a four-legged companion who gave you their heart. Here's my personal story. The vet said, Porter, my boxer, had a week to live, 10 days at most. Internal bleeding. He recommended putting him down right there in his office. But Porter wasn't in pain. He was still himself, still wagging his tail when I came through the door, still curling into his blanket. So I told the vet that as long as he had life left in him, I would care for him. After all, when I was recovering from surgery, he never left my side. Well, it was a tough week. I knew what was coming. Every ordinary activity felt like it might be the last time. There would be no more long walks down country roads, through the woods, splashing in creeks, playing fetch or tug of war, even just sitting together on the porch. Those times were ending. And I felt it in each moment. When he finally passed, we were together on the back porch. I was reading, he was lying on his blanket. I heard his final shudder and watched him take his last breath. I buried him in the backyard under a chestnut tree. I dug the grave, laid a blanket into it, and placed him on top of it. I threw in a few of his favorite chew toys, covered him with another blanket, and filled the grave. I miss my dog. It's been years, but there are still times when I step through the door and expect to see him there, tail wagging. Why does a pet's goodbye cut so deep? Well, part of it is the kind of love they give us. It's steady. It's unconditional. that don't care about our mistakes or our moods. They're just there. And in being there, they shape the rhythm of our days. And when that presence vanishes, you don't just lose a pet. You lose the habits and the sounds and the comfort of their company. The collar no longer jingles. The food bowl sits empty. The house is suddenly too quiet. So when you write about losing a pet, keep these things in mind. First, write about the ordinary. It's the daily rituals, the feeding time, the evening walks, the thump of a tail. Those little details bring the memory alive. And don't apologize. You don't have to justify your pet's role in your life to anybody. If it was your hardest goodbye, it's worth writing. And then consider capturing the ritual of the farewell, the burial, the scattering of the ashes, or even packing up toys. These moments reveal how we process grief. And let the contradiction in. You might feel both peace and devastation, both gratitude and emptiness. Include those. They expose the full truth. Because memoir is not about ranking losses. It's about telling the story of what shaped you. And if a dog or a cat or another pet shaped you, that's a story worth telling. So here's our key takeaway. The hardest goodbyes aren't about relative importance. They're about impact. Losing a pet doesn't lessen the love that you feel for your family. It underscores that love can take many forms, and every form leaves a mark when it's lost. Well, the jaunty accordion music tells me it's time for Listener's Mailbox. So let's dig in and see what we've got. The question this week comes from Ellen in Vermont, who asks, is it okay to combine two similar memories into one story? Well, yeah, it is. Memoir isn't journalism. It's truth-telling, but not in the way a newspaper tells truth. Sometimes you have two goodbyes or two summers or two moments that feel almost identical, and together they paint a clearer picture than either one could alone. The key is transparency. You don't have to hide that you're blending. You can write, I remember a series of times when, or this story is really a combination of moments, but the feeling was always the same. It's up to you. Write it the way that you feel it. You're seeking emotional truth, not an itinerary. The exact dates don't matter nearly as much as the meaning. As long as you're honest about the essence, combining memories is not only okay, it can make for stronger storytelling. So here's your prompt of the week. Write about the hardest goodbye you've ever said. But this week, focus on pets. Write about the final days, the rituals, or the moment you knew it was time. And if you're stuck, try these. Write about the last walk, the last cuddle, or the last moment you shared. Describe the sound that's no longer in your home. And capture the burial or memorial and what you included in it. And you don't need to write the whole story. Just a few details that bring the memory back. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me. If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to check out the Story Sparks newsletter. Each issue includes a link to the latest episode, the weekly writing prompt, and a printable scene builder worksheet to help you turn memories into stories. It's free, and it's a great way to keep your writing going between episodes. You can subscribe anytime at memoirclub.net. I'm Wayne Jordan, and I appreciate you spending a little time with me today. Until next time, keep telling the stories that only you can tell.